Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Sarah, what's our contact info?
We have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
All right, so it's been kind of a weird couple episodes. I want to do something a little different.
Okay. Ooh, exciting.
I want to read. I follow Fail Blog, which is like a subsection of the Cheeseburger website. And they usually put a bunch of like posts that really get under my skin of people just being really, really stupid or jerky. And this one's interesting because I think they posted it on the AITA or whatever. It's a subreddit basically from Reddit, and it's AITA, which is Am I the A-hole?
Oh.
And they ask a question. Like, they read a story.
Okay.
And they want to know if who's the A-hole.
Like, am I the A-hole? Stuff like this.
So I'm like, okay, so let's debate something that's not, you know, women's issues.
Okay.
So this is pretty fun. Basically, this guy, this woman got torn a new one for this, so I want to see what you think. So she says, am I the a-hole for going to a pre-planned vacation with my family rather than my boyfriend's mom's funeral? I'll read the story. I'm a teacher, so I get about 2 months off every summer, but my mom, sister, aunt, cousin, you know, and I all work, they work 9-to-5 jobs with 2 to 3 weeks off a year. So it's really difficult to organize time for trips where we can all go. We managed to schedule a girls' trip to Cabo from June 1st through the 9th. I've made payments, almost $3,000 a person, several weeks prior to the trip, and they were all excited to go to Mexico and bond. I'm best friends with my sister and cousin, and my mom and aunt are identical twins, so we're all a very close group. My boyfriend and I have been together for 2 years, and his family lives across the country, so I only see them twice a year, and it's usually pretty quick. No real one-on-one bonding with anyone in his family, but we're all definitely friendly with one another. We like each other's posts on Facebook, Instagram, send happy birthday wishes, stuff like that. A few days before we left, my boyfriend's mom passed away unexpectedly. I spent days attached to him at his hip, supporting him, wrote the email to work explaining what happened, cleaning the apartment, make sure he ate, call his dad and siblings and express my condolences, booked his flight, helped him pack, etc. He asked me to go to the funeral with him. I felt so, so, so bad telling him no. I hardly knew his mom, and I feel like I already committed myself to this trip with my family. He was heartbroken and begged me to go with him for support, but I told him this whole family is there, and if anything, it's a special time for all of them to recount memories of their mother, wife, sister, daughter. He asked if he gave me $1,500, could you go on the trip sometime later? So he was even going to pay for like part of her trip that she had already paid for. You have 2 months off. I know you won't get some of the deposits back, so I'll give you the money. I honestly felt so bad, but the thing isn't the money, although obviously as a teacher, I'm not swimming in money. But it's about how this is a one time a year that the women I'm closest with can go together.
Yeah.
My mom and aunt told me, we want you to come with us, but it's ultimately up to you. Whereas my cousin and sister were like, you should definitely come with us. It'll ruin the trip for us. If you're not there, just come, etc. My boyfriend was upset and left mad at me. I called and texted a bunch, but he didn't respond until days later.
Ooh.
Anyways, I went to Mexico and came back on the 9th, and things have been really weird with us. Sometimes he's really close with me, like usual, and other times I can tell he's mad I didn't go with him. He said he's not furious at me, just disappointed and sad that I chose to go party instead of be there with him. Says he would have dropped anything for me. Keeps emphasizing that I have 2 months of vacation, but he doesn't get that no one else in the group has that kind of vacation time. I really couldn't reschedule. So the too long didn't read. I feel really bad because I didn't go to my boyfriend. I feel really bad that I didn't go to my boyfriend's mom's funeral because I already planned a trip. Did I mess up? This is hard, I think, for you because you are a very supportive person, Sarah, but you're also not one to like back out of things that are planned.
Yeah.
So I'm very curious to see what you think about something like this.
I think if she loves this guy as like, this is my future, I'm going to be with him either forever or like, I'm going to marry him, I'm going to have kids with him. Like if this is someone that she sees in her life for the long run, I do think she made a mistake.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, I feel like a relationship gets really tested when the going gets rough. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you do? And I do think she should have gone with them. And I honestly think that her family totally would have understood.
Yeah, like the mom and the aunt seemed to be very supportive of she do what she had to do. I think the sister and the cousin were like, well, you're going to ruin this trip. It's like,
yeah,
okay.
Which I kind of think is shocking because, yes, I absolutely hate flakes and I hate bailing out on things. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially like a trip that's been planned for so long. And this mm-hmm. kind of sounds like a little girl's family reunion type right. of thing. But if it's something like that, like an emergency or like mm-hmm. a death, like that is something where even I'm like, yo, like you need to do what's best mm-hmm. for you and probably what's best for your relationship. And honestly, he obviously really wanted you there. He was going right. to pay you.
I know. If he would have been like, well, it's up to you if you go, and was very like, leave it up to you kind of a thing, then it's like, okay, then he grieves differently. Like, for example, my mom, so my grandpa passed away almost a year ago, and my mom told my dad, don't tell any of our other family that he passed away. Like, my dad's side of the family, because there's mm-hmm. Most of my dad's side of the family lives in a different part of Mexico. But there's a few, like his sister and his cousin live like near where my grandpa and grandma live or yeah. lived. And he's like, don't tell them because they're going to want to come over, and that's fine and all. But it's just like, I know my mom, she didn't have the emotional space in that moment to try to quote unquote, host.
Yeah.
People that, you know, she's like, she knows, but she's not super close to.
Totally.
Which I got. And my dad and I had an argument about that. And he's just like, well, they deserve to know. I'm like, this is mom and her siblings and her mother grieving. Mm-hmm. Like, she didn't want us to go because it was a whole process. They had a funeral for him there, and then they drove to his like pueblo, like where he's originally from, which was like hours and hours and hours away.
Yeah.
It's like, and it was a very nice bonding experience with her brothers and her sister that like, I'm like, if my presence or us being there would have taken away from that, then we needed to let her have that. But yeah. that's how she grieved. However, if roles were reversed, my dad is the person, like, he relies on everybody for support, like, would want everyone there to all come together.
Yeah. I mean, I've always thought about that. Like, I've had some friends pass, like, mm-hmm. who have passed. And if people are at their funeral, mm-hmm. that, like, you didn't know this person, like, why are you here?
Right.
But then when they answer, oh, well, this person really wanted me to be here as mm-hmm. support. You know, like if one of my friends passed and my boyfriend had never met them, I would probably still want my boyfriend to be there just to support me and for mm-hmm. me to be able to cry on him and he can be the rock. But some people aren't like that at all, you know, mm-hmm. so it's like kind of just depends on the person. But the mm-hmm. fact that this guy really wanted her there,
right.
who should have been his rock. And it sounded like, I mean, it would have been a little different, too, I feel like it sounded like he was close with his mom
yeah.
and that it was unexpected.
Right.
Like, I might understand if they didn't have a good relationship, the girl barely even right. met her, didn't meet her at all. And then he'd be like, I'm just going to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can go on your trip. It's fine mm-hmm. kind of thing. I would understand that more, but it definitely didn't sound like that.
Yeah. So I don't expect them to stay together very long. And she got roasted on the internet.
So you agree that she should have?
She should have gone.
Yeah.
Like, you drop everything. That's what you do for friends and family. Like, whether it's something, like, if something were to happen to you, Sarah, like,
knock on wood.
Somebody were to pass in your life and you're like, Vicky, I need you there. It's like, okay, dropping everything.
Yeah, I'll be there for you. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's just what you do. It's like when I've had friends tell me, it's like, why do you, I've had friends who have the opposite sleep schedule than me. So mm-hmm. they'll call me at 3 o'clock in the morning crying with, you know, their issues with their boyfriends or whatever. And like, I'm so sorry. I know you have to wake up soon. I'm like, no. Like,
Yeah. I experienced that last night. I went to my girl's house and I was there past midnight. And
oh,
I was like,
wow.
Okay, I gotta get up in a few hours. But
right.
sometimes you just...
They need you.
They need you. And how can you be like, oh, I can't talk right. to you right now because I have to work in the morning. Sorry.
Right.
Like, that you're going through it. You know?
I mean, I understand, like, if you... That's, like, a weird line.
If it's all the time, then I'd be like, Jesus.
But, I mean, there's been times, like, for example, when we were in Chicago where I was in, like, a fairly good headspace. And it's like, I can't... I knew that if I were to allow myself to get... I had a friend texting me. It's like, oh, stuff's going on with my boyfriend. It's like, if I would have allowed myself getting on, like, I wouldn't have been able to handle it in that situation. Like, either because you're finally in a good headspace or you're not in a good headspace, just whatever it is, like, you shouldn't have to compromise your own emotional health either.
Yeah. But then maybe be like, hey, I can't talk now. Like, can I
talk later?
Yeah. When you're in that headspace or when you're prepared for it kind of thing.
I knew I wasn't going to be able to give her all the attention she needed and I would have felt awful the rest of the day.
Yeah.
So I'm like, can I call you later today?
Well, it's like one of those things when you're in like a text thing mm-hmm. and you're sending paragraphs on paragraphs texting and then you're like, dude, like I'm busy, or I'm about to do something that I won't be on my phone right. for 3 hours. I don't want you to think I'm ignoring you. Like, yeah. let's meet up next right. week for, you know, something like that.
It's like you plan something, but yeah. Yeah, some people weren't. This is what some of the people had to say. Someone named Air Giraffe. it's like you're the a-hole is what they, because the W-Y-T-A. It might be the only time in a year you get to go on holiday with that set of people, but it's the one time in his life he'll lose his mother unexpectedly.
Mm.
This is probably the worst time in his life, and you chose a holiday or vacation.
Yeah, a holiday.
Yeah, holiday. Your boyfriend of 2 years begged you to support him at his mother's funeral, and you said, no, effing hell, I hope you enjoy being single.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I was like, was this going to be a long-term thing? Like,
yeah.
Because I don't think I don't know if I'd be able to get over that if, like, no. my mother died and my boyfriend wasn't there for me and, like, went. Right. And, like, I wouldn't be able to have fun on vacation if I knew that my significant right. other was, like, going through this terrible
sobbing.
Time.
Especially if you had to write his work emails to explain that his mother died and stuff, like that he wasn't capable of doing that
yeah.
shows what in what bad state he was.
And also all the questions he's going to get too.
Right.
Like if it's 2 years, okay, people probably know you guys are dating.
Right.
They're going to be like, where the heck is your girl?
It's like, nope, single now.
Oh
man. This other person says you're the a-hole. It is a lot of money to spend on a trip and lose, but your boyfriend's mother died and it doesn't matter how much you knew her. He's your boyfriend. On top of that, he offered you money back for expenses. Granted, not the same amount, but still some. And you have all the time in the world to plan another trip with your own mother. Turn the situation around. How would you feel? Especially yeah. how close it seems like she is with her mother. If your boyfriend pulled that crap.
Oh, yeah. You would be livid.
Right.
And probably really hurt, too. Did anyone agree with her?
I didn't see any that did.
Mm. Well, that's like, good, probably.
I mean, if it was something like we've been dating for 2 months.
Yeah.
I can kind of get that.
Well, that's where I was like, okay, like, is this just a boyfriend to you? Or do you actually right. want, like, a long-term thing with that? Because if so, I think you made the wrong choice.
Okay, moving on to another kind of weird situation. It's okay. a fail blog. This guy got freaking grounded
okay.
by his father-in-law. He was looking for advice. He says, I got Ooh. Grounded by my father-in-law. Do I have to accept it? Because if my parents tried to ground me now, I'd be like, really?
My dad always tries, and I'm like, ha ha.
That's nope. always a joke. I know yeah. Rev tries to ground me when I send him gross stuff.
I'm like, I don't believe that's a thing anymore.
Okay. So he says, so my wife and I are vacationing with her family, and at dinner tonight, I had to take a phone call, and I excused myself from the table. When I returned, my food was no longer at the table. I was told by my in-laws that I was to head to my room without dinner as I was being insubordinate in interrupting dinner.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm supposed to stay there for 24 hours. My wife tells me I should just accept this and keep the peace. I don't want to. Am I being unreasonable? Should I accept this punishment? So they almost punished my sister-in-law for trying to sneak me food and have turned off the Wi-Fi. I'm obviously skirting with cellular data. So what should I do? And so he ends up editing like the with updates. It says, I don't want to give my exact age, but my wife and I are in our 30s.
Okay.
So it's not like he's yeah, like a 19-year-old or yeah. anything or an 18-year-old. Update, I did not have access to my phone, so please excuse the delayed update, blah, 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 blah. Because he said some comments were constructive, some were not. There's apparently one person, like, threatening harm to him, which was really stupid. So for those asking what culture he's from, because some people think it might be, like,
a
an Asian
thing.
Culture,
yeah.
like, different cultures are a little bit more uptight when it comes to respect in their elders.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I am from New Jersey, and I am white. Through my punishment, I realized my lesson. I talked things through with my wife and in-laws, and we agreed that I was way out of line in interrupting dinner, and we agreed that I have to take steps to be a better boy and improve my behavior.
What?
As a side note, I told this story to my younger brother, and he hates my in-laws now.
Yeah, how do you not hate your in-laws after that?
Oh God, I would have been like, no. Like, how the hell? First off, how did you not get any indication before you got married that this was the kind of weirdos that you were
yeah.
marrying into?
I mean, I wonder how long the phone call was. Because I will say, like, if it was an important phone call, I feel like everyone gets it.
Right.
If it's just a random phone call, okay, that's a little rude to do mm-hmm. during dinner. But also, like, if it was an important phone call or not, like, how long was this phone call?
Right.
Like, was everyone done with dinner already? Like,
well, he said his food wasn't there anymore, so I'm assuming they had just put plates down.
Yeah, or, like, were they still at the dinner table and then it's just really awkward? Like,
like, I feel like...
I don't know. Still, it was, like, way to the extreme and, like, actually saying, you can't have dinner. I would be like, is this a joke? Like, and the... If my parents were doing that, I would be so, like, you're not serious, right? But then I'm thinking, what if they paid for the whole vacation?
Yeah, that's what I'm curious about. I want to know who decided this.
Because I feel like maybe if they did pay for the vacation, that's where maybe the wife doesn't feel like she could say anything. Because it's like, well,
they paid for it.
They paid for it. So what? Just stay in your room or we're going to get kicked out, maybe, you know?
No, like I would have been crazy. Like, all right, let's we're leaving. Like, yeah. I feel like she should have stood up to her parents. It's like, okay, look, it was rude. He apologized. Let's move on. He won't do it again.
Yeah, it's not that big of a deal.
Right. And I feel like people who still think a lot of these, like, well, there's no more respect amongst younger people. It's like, no, we just realize that you demand respect even though you're being an a-hole.
Exactly.
And it's like, we have a different definition of what respect is.
Mm-hmm. And treat me like I would treat you.
Yeah. And it's, you know what? We understand that life happens and stuff happens. Like, I would definitely, like, if I see it was my boss or my dad, like, because my dad typically knows, like, if I'm busy, he won't call me or he knows what I'm doing. Because ever since I've moved out or even moved back in, like, we talk all the time, my mom and my dad. Like, we'll text each other and it's like, hey, what are you doing today? Oh, I'm going to go to dinner with so-and-so. So they know what I'm doing. They typically know not to, like, text me during that time. Mm-hmm. But if I saw a call,
I'd be worried.
Out of the blue without a text first, I'd think
something's wrong. Yeah, I would too.
So...
And I'd be like, can I just excuse myself? Like, yeah, it's very weird.
I would have come back and maybe even lied just to be a jerk after they grounded me. I'd be like, okay, so it was my dad and he told me that my great aunt died. So thanks.
Now I'll just sit in my room and cry.
It's like, because we were expecting this to happen and it happened now. So thank you.
I don't know. It sounds like they wouldn't even care though.
No, I would have been, a lot of people are telling him to divorce her. It's like, do you have to accept it? F no, your wife wants you to do it to keep the peace. This is how she was raised. Her father is likely somewhere on the I'm an abusive tyrant sliding scale and is begging you to comply is a natural defense mechanism for her so that she is not also punished. And likely she doesn't want any additional punishment, embarrassment for either of you. So this is basically a power control attempt to see if you fall in line under the head of the family or some S.
I was going to say it sounds very controlling.
Yeah. Dated a guy with a dad like that. He forced us to break up because I... have a Jew nose, quote unquote.
What?
Yeah. But no, it's absolutely not a reasonable idea to ground the adult spouse of your children from food / leaving the room for 24 hours for needing to step away from the table to take a call. Like others have said, there are probably hotels and Airbnbs near you, and I wouldn't hesitate to move to one. They can take it or leave it, but unless they are paying for every aspect of your lives, helping you with your rent, bills, paid for the entire trip, and you'll be stranded with no other way home, this shouldn't be a difficult decision.
Yeah, I will say, though, I feel like if this girl has kind of always had this relationship with her parents, and they're very difficult and very always like this, for her, him just cooperating might be the easiest thing and, like, might be the least of a headache. Because it sounds like she probably is used to this kind of behavior.
Right.
Like, if my parents, I'd be like, you're kidding, right? Because I'm not used to that. But I feel like she's probably like, let's just do it. Let's just chill in our room. Like, it's not that I don't want to cause this huge uproar.
And I understand the times, like, with family and stuff. It's like, you know, just
let it go. Just shake it off. Just don't say anything.
There's sometimes where you can't. Like, I've had a big old... not argument, but like conversation about how one of my family members said something it was inappropriate and homophobic.
Mm.
And I'm just like,
did they know or were they just kind of unaware?
It was more or less a comment. They're like, oh, I think it was something along the lines of like, they don't believe that bisexuals are real.
Oh, okay.
It's just like either people who are just confused or something. I'm like, no, bisexuality is a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it really irked me. And I had to sit there and explain to them how it worked.
Yeah.
Because no one person is 100% straight. No one person is 100% gay. Like, there's a sliding scale. Like, for me, I don't consider myself necessarily bisexual, but I have had bisexual tendencies.
Mm.
So I'm not 100%, like, I'm not very, very, like, 100% straight.
Do you think
I'm
people are,
straight.
Like, 99.9%?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I have two friends that are like that are married now, and like they were both talking about that, and I get it because I've made out with chicks, like I think chicks are hot, like whatever. But I'm not.
You're not.
I don't
gay. You're not
I don't
bisexual.
Think I'm bisexual because I'm more like the dude side. But then my boyfriend is like, no, I'm I think I'm pretty straight. Like, yeah. He's like, I've never thought about it. I've never wanted to. I've never fit. You right. know what I mean? And I'm like, you're just 99.9%.
Right. Like, right. Because, you know, I've talked to people. They're like, you know what? I've met some very beautiful women who are trans. Mm-hmm. So they still might have some parts or not. And they're like, I'm very attracted to that. And I never realized I would have been. So it's like that yeah. different sliding scale. And that's kind of where it gets a little fuzzy and we're still learning everything. But like, I know for me, I'm not 100% straight, but I'm not like, I don't want to date a girl. So I know I'm not necessarily bisexual and I kind of base that off of mine. So I had to explain that to them and they got not quiet.
Did they
like,
understand?
They're like, okay.
But were they?
They kind of tuned out a little bit, I could tell, but I was just like very passionate. I might have had A couple beverages. So I was like, let me explain this to you because you guys are clearly not thinking backwards. And I had to. I felt like I really needed to. Other times I'm like, uh-huh. Like, Grandpa had a stroke and sometimes he says racist things.
Yeah.
You can't tell Grandpa not to say things because he had a stroke and it just comes out.
I mean, I have that, like, problem just biting my tongue or not biting my tongue with, like, my friends, especially with, like, how the whole world is now and, you know, and I just... I'm learning on biting my tongue because sometimes it's just
not worth it.
Yes, exactly. Sometimes a lot of the time it's not worth it.
What is one recently that you remember? You just bit your tongue. You're like, uh-huh. Mm.
I mean, they were just talk. I mean, they watch the news. So it's a lot of
like the political climate.
Not a battle. I don't even know what you call it. Like a thing recently, a debate.
Okay.
So they were like talking all about that and I don't really know much about that. So luckily I couldn't even really say.
It's like I wasn't there, didn't
anything,
see it. Sorry.
But, you know, and then they just go on rants and I'm just like sometimes I'm glad I'm just out of that. I don't watch it. I don't know. Like let me know when something crazy happens. You know, like or fill me in on I want the cliff notes. Mm-hmm. But it's just like I'm really bad at biting my tongue though.
I'm proud of you though.
I'm working on it.
I'm proud of you for even trying.
But it just irks me inside.
It's just like, okay.
See, y'all are stupid. That's just what I see. Y'all are dumb.
Oh, I love you, Sarah.
Yeah.
But I am curious to hear what you guys think. Was the woman an a-hole for going on vacation? And what do you think of a parent grounding their child's spouse? 30-something-year-old spouse.
And how would you feel if the person you're dating, like, wasn't... Like, one, had your back with the spouse thing, and then also, like, go to the funeral with you.
Right.
You know, like,
we want to
be okay with
it. Yeah. This is interesting.
Hmm.
Because I feel like we're pretty fixed on what we think. It's like, nope, no, they weren't cool.
She effed up. Yeah.
And then those parents are effed up.
Crazy.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Bye.